When shopping for real estate, what are the three most important considerations? Location, 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 of course. Any real estate agent will tell you that. And so will commentator Hollis Gillespie.
Most home buyers would consider a severed human head in a sack to be a bad sign. And if one was found on the street of the house they were about to purchase, they might consider that ample occasion to back out of the deal. But not me. I'm an urban pioneer, and 3 years ago, when I discovered that police had found an unidentified decomposing human head in a plastic bag on the very street of the very house I was about to close on the very next day, all that came to my mind was, darn, if I'd known this sooner, I could have offered a lot less for the property. Because in all, urban pioneerism sounded like a great idea, a way to make easy money. The plan goes like this. I buy a cheap house in a fringe neighborhood, move in, sit back with a tiny mortgage, and rack up thousands in equity every month as home values skyrocket. Simple, right? So I found a house on the west side of town, the fringe of the fringe. Drug dealers and crack whores abounded. But it's located just 3 minutes south of the city center, the coffee house and hip restaurant mecca, so this was definitely an up-and-coming neighborhood. The cost? My mortgage is only $450 a month. And what an investment. In the month I had it under contract, the house escalated $5,000 in value. At this rate, the house would double in value in a year. Of course, the neighborhood had its quirks, like arsonists. Occasionally, I'd spot the burnt-out remains of a nearby house with my neighbor, Honey. But we took it as a sign that this neighborhood was just so damn hot. Then her house was set on fire. Twice. No real damage happened, except to her faith in the local police, which totally disintegrated. What'd you expect when you moved here? She recalls one of them asking her after the first fire. The second fire happened after she moved out. Now it's my turn. I'm moving. The neighborhood has soared in value as I expected, but there were other things I didn't expect. I didn't expect to become a mother, but here I am with a baby, seriously wondering whether our walls are strong enough to stop a bullet. I didn't expect the constant toll that uncertainty would take on my nerves. I didn't expect the sleepless nights. But I was right about one thing. A $450 mortgage did get me a lot. For a time, it got me drug dealers, prostitutes, gang fights, gun fights, police complacency, and a sense of purpose I shared with my neighbors as we strove to improve our community. And we did improve it. It's much nicer now, and hardly any severed heads have been found since that first one. And I was right about the investment, too. My house is worth much more now than when I bought it. About $100,000 more. But I was wrong about the easy money. It was not easy money.
Commentator Hollis Gillespie. She writes for the Atlanta Weekly, Creative Loafing.